Joining me live in studio this morning is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson. Sheriff, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, Duke. Good. How are you?
Appreciate you coming in as always. And we were just discussing your jail capacity at the Kemmer facility, and it sounds like things are increasing, huh?
Yeah. So a couple years ago, commissioners made the decision after people may know we've held DOC or Department of Corrections state inmates for quite a while because of some of the issues at the state level with overcrowding and staffing and facilities. So we were holding those. We made the decision to add on an additional 24 beds to the jail, and that may sound a little more a bigger project than it actually was. It was a big project, but when that building was actually built, there was a area left for an addition. So it was already enclosed. It was had a dirt floor in it, but it was, I'm sure nobody listening's been into the jail, but if you've been in there, you know that it's kind of a pie shaped, and there was one pie left unfinished for future expansion. And so we went ahead and finished that. It raised our capacity 24 beds, 12 cells, 24 beds. So we can, bring in some more state inmates, and of course that's a revenue to the county to be able to hold those inmates.
Well, and you've had these state inmates in the past, right? And
right.
How many have you had? And of course they had to kind of cancel that with COVID for a while, but how many did you have previously?
We got up to close to 40 at one time, and they come and go a little bit depending on their status at the state. Some of them go to the honor farm, some of them for various reasons, we send back or they ask back if they have administrative hearings going. We were sitting right between the 25-30 area, which was about our comfort level, and this, of course, adds some additional beds to allow us to raise that number up. So now that that's finished, we're going to approach the state again. And there's one of the things that was requested by the state is we become PREA-compliant, which is the Prison Rape Elimination Act, which is basically a set of processes put in place to protect inmates from any type of sexual contact, sexual abuse. And so that's something that we're currently working on, that certification, and that'll be a big deal at the state level. And to allow them to maybe fill up that new pod, maybe fill two pods now with some inmates, which, again, good source of income for the county to utilize those beds that we have available.
I know one of the concerns that people have is why are you bringing more criminals into the county?
Yeah.
And these are low risk, correct?
These are medium security guys. A lot of them are long-term guys, but they're certainly not coming to the community. They're serving long sentences, and they come in on a bus into the Sally Port. And when they leave, they walk into the Sally Port and get on a bus. So they don't know Lincoln County from anywhere else. I mean, they're, you know, obviously know where they're at, but they're not integrated in the community at all. They're long-term inmates that we keep here. They came from other places in the state. None came from Lincoln County, actually. Some of them even are from out of state, but they were sentenced in Wyoming, but serving time in Wyoming, but not even from Wyoming.
So I know that one of the issues that you've had at the correctional facility has always been staffing. So I'm assuming that you're going to be looking to even make more hires should you bring in more inmates to fill these beds. Is that correct?
So we're in the process of hiring just to keep staffed right now. I think we have one position open right now that we're looking to fill. And then if we get a commitment from the state, then I'll approach the commissioners about possibly adding staff to make sure that we can safely take on those additional numbers. So that will be dependent on being able to fill that up and having a commitment that they're staying.
So, Sheriff, what's your timeline on this? You say you got to reapproach the state, make sure everything is compliant. How far out in the future do you think these inmates could be coming?
So my plan is within the next couple weeks to take a trip to Cheyenne and meet with the DOC director, let him know where we're at, and possibly even take some photos of our new cell. Some of them have been out, but there is a new DOC director last year, so sit down with him, let him know what we're prepared for, what, let him know what our status is on PREA compliance, and just, you know, get on the radar there. So when they start, when that movement starts again at the state level, that we're, that we got some inmates coming. They were, you know, not to toot our own horn, but our detention guys did an amazing job. A lot of the, a lot of the inmates that came wanted to stay there, didn't want to go back to the state. Not that we're treating them, you know, they're still inmates, but we treat them like humans, and they really like the job we were doing at the state level. So I anticipate that we can get that going again here, and hopefully sometime this year. Of course, finances and what's going on in legislature right now affects all that, but we have local elected at the state level with Dan that are very supportive of the program as well, so that helps.
Certainly, certainly. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. You mentioned this would be an added revenue source to the county. Any estimates on how much that revenue would be? And then what is that used for, at least in the past? What has it been used for? Does it help fund the sheriff's department, or does that go elsewhere?
So none of it comes directly to the sheriff's office. It goes to the general fund, and the way that that money was being used is to make the payment on that building, so that that wasn't coming out. Excuse me, that wasn't coming out of taxpayer-generated funds. It was coming directly from that. When we were sitting about 30, somewhere right around $600,000 a year we were bringing in.
With the previous number that you had.
And we anticipate that we can bump that up. Of course, you know, some of the what we bring in goes back into food and care and medical. But we have that system down pretty good to where we're that the vast majority of that. And of course, meals is one of those things. The more you feed, the amount per meal goes way down. So we're able to kind of utilize those numbers to make everything work better for us.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. So is this the addition's complete? I shouldn't say addition, remodel or completion of the pie slice that you were talking about?
Yep, it's there's just a few little fix up things, a door seal, those type of things, but it's complete. We could move them in, and so it's ready to go.
All right, well, keep us posted on this. Yeah, we'll see how it goes over the next few weeks.
Sounds good.
All right, anything else you wanted to mention while we have you in studio?
No, just good to see some of the changes at the state level with masks, and you know, people are ready to get back to normal, and my hope is that in a lot of ways that we're going to see that this summer. That's we need that, you know, as a community and just as human beings, we need to feel like we get back to some sense of normalcy.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Sheriff, so much for your time.
Thanks, Duke.